Praise be to Allah, the creator of all creations. He exists without a place and does not need any of his creations. We ask Allah to raise the rank of our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his kind Earl and companions. Dear listeners, join me for some factual insight about the sacrifice of Eid al-Adha, otherwise known in Arabic as Al-Udhiyah. Eid al-Adha is one of two major annual festivities on the Islamic calendar. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed the nation to celebrate its days, as is mentioned in the hadith that means the day of Arafat, on which sacrifice becomes due, and the following days of Tashriq are our festive days, days that we celebrate with food and drink. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to send town messengers around Mecca who used to call to the people saying, "These are the days of food and drink and the worship of Allah, so no one fast." The festivities of Eid al-Adha continue for 4 days. However, the Eid day, which falls on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, is one of the great days of the year in Islam. On this day, the pilgrims would have fulfilled one of the greatest integrals of Hajj, the obligation of being present at Arafat. The pilgrim continues fulfilling Hajj rituals, including obligations and recommended deeds, for the next 3 days of Tashriq in worship to Allah the Exalted. One of the highly recommended deeds is for the pilgrim to offer a sacrifice with the intention to gain rewards only from Allah the Exalted. When done in a valid manner, it is known as the Udhiyah. The Udhiyah, the sacrifice, is a name used for what is slaughtered from the camels, cows, or sheep on Eid al-Adha day, seeking the reward from Allah the Exalted. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to practice the Udhiyah regularly. In fact, Imam Muslim narrated from the root of Anas, may Allah reward him greatly, that when the Prophet, peace be upon him, slaughtered 2 rams with horns, he slaughtered them by hand and said, "Bismillah, Allahu Akbar." Clearly, it is a sunnah deed that both the pilgrim and the non-pilgrim can practice and have been for centuries, and this is evidenced in the meaning of the ayah, perform the Eid prayer and offer a sacrifice seeking reward from Allah. Also, Lady Aisha related that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what means, "Purify yourself by offering a sacrifice, and know that every Muslim who offers a slaughtering seeking Allah's reward will earn rewards even for the blood it sheds, the digested food in its stomach and its wool, rewards that will be presented in favor of that Muslim on the Day of Judgment." To earn these rewards, you have to make a valid slaughter, and that requires you to observe certain conditions. Among them is to slaughter after the setting in of the time of the Eid prayer, and that's the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, and before the sunset of the 3rd day of Tashriq, being the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah. This Udhiyah is not valid if you do it before its due time. This is supported by the hadith narrated by Shaykhan. They are the two prominent narrators of hadith, al-Bukhari and Muslim. And the hadith means, "The first matters we perform on Eid day are praying, then slaughtering. Whoever performs these matters in this order has fulfilled the sunnah of offering a sacrifice, udhiyah. And the one who slaughters before that time has merely presented meat for his family, not the specific udhiyah sacrifice." It is important to be aware that it is not permissible to sell any part of the Udhiyah, including the meat, skin, fat, horn, wool, or other. And this applies to the Udhiyah that is performed as a fulfillment of a vow or voluntarily. It is also not permissible to give the skin or the like to the slaughterer as a fee for his service. Evidence to this is the hadith related by al-Bukhari and Muslim about Imam Ali, who said, "The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam assigned me to oversee the slaughtering of his camels for the Udhiyah and ordered me to distribute its meat, skin and saddles to the poor and to not give the slaughterer any piece of it as a fee for his slaughtering. It is permissible for the slaughterer to request a fee for slaughtering, but it must be given to him from other means." Also, the udhiyah is only valid when the slaughtered animal is a camel, cattle, sheep or goat. The camel must have completed 5 years of age. The cattle and the goat must be a minimum of 2 lunar years of age, while a sheep to the slaughter can be 1 year old. Moreover, the animal slaughtered for the udhiyah must not have a blind eye or an apparent sickness or an apparent limp. It is also important to know that the intention to sacrifice one camel or one cow can be shared by 7 people, while the intention to sacrifice 1 female sheep is accepted from 1 person only. My dear listener, the udhiyah is a practice that began well before the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and more notably, it was the practice of Prophet Ibrahim alaihi salam. When asked about the udhiyah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what means, "It is the practice of your father Ibrahim." The Holy Quran mentions that Allah revealed to Prophet Ibrahim in a dream to slaughter his son Ismail. Prophet Ibrahim knew that this was an order from Allah, because the dreams of the prophets are also revelations from Allah. So he set forth full of determination to obey his creator and fulfill the order of his Lord. It was narrated that Prophet Ibrahim told his son Ismail to bring a rope and a knife and to accompany him on a particular route between the mountains of Mecca to offer a sacrifice. When they reached the destination, his son asked him, "Where is the sacrifice, O father?" Only then did Prophet Ibrahim inform his son of the revelation he saw in the dream. He replied to his son, saying, "I have been ordered in my dream to slaughter you. So what will you say?" Prophet Ibrahim was not hesitating to fulfill the order of Allah. Rather, he asked this question to hear what his son had to say about the matter. Ismail replied, "O father, do what you are ordered to do, and by the will of Allah, you shall find me patient. O father, when you slaughter me, tie me firmly so I cannot jerk, and keep your clothes away from me so that my blood does not splash on you, for my mother would be struck with sadness to see it. Also, sharpen the knife's blade so that it would slay me faster and lessen the pangs of death. And when you go back to my mother, deliver my greetings to her." Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam kissed his son while crying deeply and told him, "You are a great support for me in carrying out the orders of Allah." Prophet Ibrahim tied his son and sharpened his blade and started drawing the knife across Ismail's neck. But by the will of Allah, the knife had no effect on his son's throat. Noticing that nothing had happened yet, Ismail asked his father, "What has happened, O father?" Prophet Ibrahim replied, "It turned upside down." Ismail said, "Then stab me with it." Prophet Ibrahim tried, but the knife bounced back without cutting anything. And this is because Allah did not will for that incident of slaughtering to occur, even though he had ordered it to happen. My dear listener, the will of Allah and the order of Allah are 2 separate attributes of Allah. As this incident demonstrates, it is possible that Allah will order someone to do something, but if He, the Exalted, does not will it to happen, it will not happen. Also, it is clear that Allah is the creator of all existent things and the one who controls all the creations. There is no creator except Allah. Indeed, the knife does not create the cutting, nor does the human create the cutting merely by a movement to slay. Ayah 2 of Surat Al-Furqan means, Allah created everything. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail were both totally sincere and obedient to the command of Allah the Exalted. Allah the Exalted knows this of the Father and the Son by His eternal knowledge that does not increase, decrease, or renew. So by the will of Allah, when the sharp knife refused to cut, an angel called to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and said, "O Ibrahim, you have faithfully done what you were ordered to do, and Allah has sent a ram for you to sacrifice in place of your son." Prophet Ibrahim looked up and saw Angel Jibril, peace be upon him, with a ram that had been grazing in paradise for 40 years, as mentioned by some. It was large in size and a great blessing, and a type known as Amlah, which means its fleece was more white than black. Allah the Exalted said in Surat As-Saffat, Ayah 107,
وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ.
This means Allah sent a great ram to be sacrificed in place of Ismail. Ibrahim slaughtered the lamb in Mina as a sacrifice for his son Ismail. It is truly a story which increases our belief in the virtues of the prophets of Allah. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them all. So, my dear listener, it is in tribute to this miraculous event and supreme level of obedience displayed by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail that we uphold the sunnah of the udhiyah every year during Hajj season. May Allah enable us to worship him in sincerity and obey his every order. And Allah knows best.